any further, I need to issue this disclaimer. Any accounting, business, or tax advice in this podcast is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific issues, nor a substitute for a formal opinion, nor is it sufficient to avoid tax-related penalties. If you need any help with that, please reach out. Otherwise, back to the episode. Hey there, it's Kyla Grant, Synergy Accounting Advisory. This is another episode of the Nonprofit Nuggets podcast. And today, for you, the overwhelmed nonprofit leader who's a little bit anxious about talking about money and you know you want to make a bigger impact, I want to head you over to one thought or a few thoughts. You are special. Your organization is special. Your organization is different. And even though there are organizations that are like you or similar to you, they are not you. So stop trying to fit their mold. The place that this comes up the most and I see super often thinking about money is when we're thinking about the chart of accounts. So for those of you who may not realize, the chart of accounts is in most accounting softwares, and it's just a list of numbers and names of like buckets where money can be put into when you get it or spent out of when you're, you know, spending it. And most accounting systems will give you a default chart of accounts. And people stick with that, which is super silly in my opinion, because that chart of accounts is just, they're like, hey, we think most organizations have this expense. And if that isn't true for you, you don't want that expense. Like, if you're like, we never pay for groceries, why do you have a grocery line in your chart of accounts? Or if you're like, oh, we never do that type of mileage reimbursements, why is that in your chart of accounts? Stop leaving things there just because that's how you got it. You didn't start this organization because you were seeing what everyone else was doing. So don't let your chart of accounts try to dictate that. And don't feel like, oh my gosh, it's there, I can never delete it. You can. Most softwares will let you at least deactivate an account if you're not using it. And that way it reduces the options of things you have to run through when you're like, oh, how do I code this? Don't have no 50 million things if you know you consistently use five things. Don't include things that you're like, I would never make a decision based off of this. So that's in terms of like how you have things categories. Also, if you are thinking about like, what should they be named? Think about what would resonate for you. What would be the thing that you're like, oh yeah, this is for program materials for the after school program versus supplies. Supplies is too vague. That's too like generic to be of use for most people. So think about like, what would trigger your what? What would trigger your like, oh man, this is why we do this work. So rename that. Again, most accounting softwares will also have like an option to put the description. So if you're like, oh crap, like, I don't really know what that means, put a description in terms of like, I mean this when I say that. This will help you when you are putting together your budget to think about, okay, why are we using this? What are we calling that? And it shows what's important to you. When you're ever like, oh man, we need to cut the budget. When you go back to those names, it's a lot easier to say, oh no, I need program supplies. As opposed to I need program materials versus I need supplies. Do you need supplies? Maybe, maybe not, but you definitely need some program materials. So that's my tip for today. Go back to your chart of accounts and review them. Look at what needs to be renamed so it makes more sense for your organization. What are you not using so you need to deactivate it? Do that once a year. Preferably when it's time to do the budget, if you're like, we never use that account. Hey, great time to cross it off your list and great time to think about, do we need to rename some things? Could some things be grouped together? You want to be able to make a decision over these things. So don't have it too long. No one is reading your financial statements. It is 7 pages long. So make your chart of accounts shorter so that your reports are shorter and more manageable. Hope this helps. Hope you feel a little less overwhelmed and excited to see your next report. That's going to be shorter because you're not using 5011 accounts. Thanks. Follow us on the social media. We are at Synergy Advisory on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and you can hashtag nonprofit nuggets podcast so I can see what you're saying. All right, have a great day. Bye. Hey, before you go, I wanted to tell you about the upcoming masterclass on Tuesday, December 10th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Mountain. That is 8 p.m. Eastern. During the Basics of Impact class, I want all these active participants to think about what are the areas that you need to focus on to improve your impact. And we're going to pick one place to focus on as you prepare for 2020. This is for you if you are struggling to come up with a plan, you feel you're lacking some direction, and you want to have a sounding board. Join me and your other nonprofit leaders as we build the rest of this year out. Thanks. See the link for details in the transcripts. Bye.